Well, grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior this morning, Jesus Christ. Well, as promised a number of weeks ago, my friend, who many of you know, Pastor David Kettner from Salem, has been after me for more years than I want to know, to give a sermon that he wrote, that he believes is the best sermon he ever developed. Well, I have finally decided to give you his sermon, which I think he'll enjoy when he hears this. So this is what is called the three goat, that's right, goat sermon from David Kettner. It begins, "You never know when a good sermon, idea, or illustration will come along. So you have to keep your eyes opened at all times, and you have to be looking in all places, sometimes in some of the strangest places, to find ideas for a sermon." Well, that's what happened with this sermon. The idea and illustration happened last spring while driving to Eminence, Missouri. While driving down Highway 106, I saw on the right-hand side of the road a run-down-looking place, and next to the trailer was a fenced-in area with a pond. In the fenced-in area, there were three goats. Now, you have to realize that I'm driving very, very fast. So what I saw in about 3 seconds. But 3 seconds was all I needed. For what I saw in those 3 seconds was immediately engraved in my mind. That picture speaks the next 1,000 words of this message. For those 3 seconds, watching those three goats provided me with all I need for this post-Thanksgiving sermon. One of the goats was standing on a stump. The stump itself was about a foot tall. It was just big enough, too, for one goat to stand on. Even then, the goat had to hold its legs very close together to remain standing on that stump. But there he was. It looked proud and majestic, soaring a total foot above the ground, crowded together on that stump. The elevation, as minimal as it was, didn't seem to matter to the goat at all. The mere fact that it was king of its own mountain was all that seemed to matter. The fact that as long as it stood on the mountain of that stump, well, it couldn't get a drink in the pond nearby or graze on the grass just around the stump. That had no bearing on the old goat. Now, actually, did I know if it was an old goat? I don't know. It just sounds better when I say that. That old goat was content, so it seemed, with being the king of the stump, even though it had nothing else for life. As long as it remained on that stump, that old goat was proud. Now, just a few feet away from the lordly goat was another goat. This goat, well, it looked sad, it looked forlorn, it looked pathetic. It just stood there, motionless, staring at the old goat on the stump. He had a look that suggested to say, "I sure wish I were on that stump." The second old goat just stood there, motionless and staring. You knew he wanted the worthless stump. He longed to soar a grand 1 foot above the ground, but he couldn't. Goat one held that position, and you could tell, too, that he wasn't about to give it up either. But should he just so happen to step off that stump to get a drink of water or get a bite of eat, you knew the second that happened, the second goat would leap into action and leap on that stump and assume his position as king of the stump. So the two goats just stood there in their respective positions, staring at each other. Neither of them was going to make a move. All the time the standoff for the stump was taking place, a third goat was over near the pond, peacefully grazing. It appears that as far as he was concerned, the standoff for the stump was silly. It was a waste of time and effort. He preferred to be enjoying the green grass and refreshing water than to be engaged in some rough and tumble brouhaha over the part of the yard that meant nothing to his well-being. After all, it was just a stump. What advantage did it give? How would it make his life better, especially when it didn't offer green grass and cool water? It just stood there, a foot tall, above the ground. Well, that's what I saw in that 3 seconds of time while watching those three goats. But what an obvious sermon that picture preached. If you're going to be an old goat anyway, which old goat do you want to be? Since I think the point of the picture is very obvious, I'll keep this short. This is one of those illustrations that speaks to itself. St. Paul says it this way: people who want to get rich fall into temptation and a trap that plunges them into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. Some people, eager for money, have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs. To align this text with these goats, some people are a lot like one and two. Like the old goat one, some people are the king of their stump. They have more than others, granted, but it may not be much. But in comparison to those around them, they stand a foot taller. A foot taller than everybody else, and they'll fight to keep it that way. Yet in their struggle, they don't realize that they really don't have much at all. All they really have is a stump. Sure, that stump may enable them to stand a foot above and other pathetic old goats on the ground, but even then they aren't always happy or content with what they have. Their legs get cramped. They want more. They want to be able to stretch their legs even further rather than keep them closely bundled up while standing on that stump. And while they stand on that stump, they really aren't enjoying life. Instead, they're so focused on those below them who want what they have that they stand there and stare at them, staring at them for fear that they might actually try to knock them off their stump. Either way, they are missing the blessing of life that the Lord has placed around them. On the other hand, you find people like goat number two. These are the people who want to have more, but they can't. But if given the opportunity, they would pounce upon it. They can't find fulfillment. They can't find it in the simple, ordinary, but needed daily bread that's all around them. No, they want to stand on the stump, for that's where they think life is going to be fulfilled, standing a foot above others. They want to be above others. So they stand there craving, lusting, desiring to have what someone else has. They stand there wanting what they aren't meant to have. And as a result, they aren't content. They don't do anything. They just stand there longing for more. Then finally, though, you have people like the third goat. So goat is like the contented cow that provides carnation instant milk. That may be going back way too far with commercials, if you remember that. These people are simply content with what they have. In fact, while two of the three goats would say that the place to be standing is on the stump, the third goat is totally oblivious to the question and the quest. If you were to ask him about the stump and whether he thought that was the place to be, he would consider that question absurd, irrelevant. Now, isn't that what St. Paul is talking about? Before he talks about people who want to get rich and fall into the deadly trap, he writes this: godliness with contentment is great gain. Let me repeat that one more time. Godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and you will take nothing with you out of this world. If you have food and clothes, how can you not be content? You see, then, that's what this day-to-day life is really about. It's not about how much you get. It's not about whether you are able to stand a foot taller. It's simply about having what you need. Okay, granted, you did not hit the big stock market. Maybe you didn't win the lottery. Maybe your investments did not turn out the way you wanted them to. But you can't take it with you anyway. And you still, through all of this, you have had what you needed. The Lord provided you with all you needed. Up to this point, in this dialogue, everything I've talked about is nothing but a moralistic sermon. It's nothing distinctively Christian, much less Lutheran, about what I've talked about. I imagine, too, that many non-Christians are satisfied with their life. They have enough sense to be satisfied knowing that everything they have meets their needs, but they're still missing the point. And here's the point of this message from David. Luther's table prayer expresses what the third goat knows. Luther quotes Psalm 145, which says, "The eyes of all look to you, and you give them their food in the proper time. You open your hand and satisfy the desires of every living thing. You see even all of the elements of creation know innately that it's dependent upon the Lord for life and for survival. So in their own way, the animals cry out to the Lord for provisions, and he provides them. He opens his hand to satisfy their desires. Well, as Jesus once said, are you not more valuable than they are? Are you not? Of course you are. We are the ones that Jesus gave his life for you. We are a part of his creation. We're created in the Lord's image. We are the ones endowed with a living soul. Thus, we are the pinnacle. We are the prize. You're the most wonderful piece of his creation. So if he cares for the creatures of his creation, we are confident that he cares for us. So we are blessed. By that is meant that when we enjoy the blessings we have been given and find contentment in whatever the Lord has decided we need, we are, to this day, as we sit here, you are totally blessed. Especially are we blessed when we truly acknowledge and realize that all that we have, it's a gift from the Lord. When we recognize that the Lord has opened his hand and poured down upon you the bountiful gifts, you have to feel blessed. We are blessed precisely because we know and understand and gratefully acknowledge that all that we have as a gift. In other words, all these things you're blessed with every day, that is not an accident. That is meant to be by your Father in heaven. Now you may sit there and try to be prideful, but I can assure you, there is nothing. You don't deserve anything. You didn't earn it. It was given to you by the grace of God. Well, let's let all these foolish people, foolish goats, do what they want to do. But I want you to accept, to be knowledgeable, and be grateful in humility. There's that word again, humility, for what you receive. So then, if you're going to be, according to Pastor Kettner, an old goat anyway, why not be number three and be thankful? All this we say in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.